From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is another confirmed case of anthrax today, this time in New York City. An NBC employee has tested positive for cutaneous anthrax contracted through the skin. The employee is said to be responding well to antibiotic treatment. New York and federal officials are also investigating a letter containing a powder that was sent to a reporter at the New York Times. Both cases appear to be connected. NPR's Melissa Block joins us now from New York. And Melissa, what is the connection between the two New York cases?
Well, the connection appears to be the letters that were sent to these two news organizations, both of which were postmarked from St. Petersburg, Florida. According to the FBI, FBI Assistant Director Barry Maughan here in New York said there are some similarities in the handwriting on these two letters, one sent to NBC with a postmark of September 20th, the other sent to the New York Times with a postmark of October 5th. But so far, no explicit connections. These are the things the FBI is looking at.
What do we know about the person who was exposed at NBC?
She's a 38-year-old assistant to NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw. She was apparently opening a letter addressed to him. According to NBC, it was a threatening letter, and there was some sort of powder in it. That letter was turned over to the FBI. There was some delay in testing it and interviewing her. She subsequently went to her doctor. She developed a skin rash on her neck that became more and more serious. The doctor prescribed Cipro, which is an antibiotic. Ultimately, she was a skin biopsy was taken from her, which was sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. And at 3:25 this morning, authorities here were notified that that biopsy had, in fact, tested positive for cutaneous anthrax, which is a bacterial infection of the skin. She is, as you say, responding well to treatment and is expected to recover fully.
But the letter that she received, this was a while ago, I mean, obviously. It was postmarked in September, no?
Right, and it was opened on September 25th.
And at the New York Times?
That was a letter that was opened today. It was sent to reporter Judith Miller, who's a former Middle East correspondent. She is the co-author of a best-selling book on bioterrorism. According to sources at the New York Times, she opened a letter and a powdery substance spilled onto her. Both at the New York Times and at NBC, employees have been tested for anthrax. They've been given, some employees in the immediate area have been given prophylactic doses of Cipro in case they were exposed to anthrax. And those tests at the Times are ongoing. The newsroom floors were evacuated for a time, and then employees were allowed back in.
How would you describe the mood in New York City this evening after this news?
Well, we've heard from city officials here that emergency rooms are starting to be flooded with people seeking anthrax tests, that there are runs on pharmacies of people seeking antibiotics. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is in his now constant role of person calming people down. He's urging people not to become overwrought, that he's saying there's no reason to become over-alarmed at this. These seem to be isolated instances and not an epidemic. At the same time, there are other envelopes that the city has received calls about that they are testing, and it's clearly adding to the jitters that this city has been experiencing for the past month, a little over a month now, since the attacks on September 11th.
Now, Melissa, as you said, the FBI has linked the letter that was received or sent to Tom Brokaw and opened by his assistant to the letter that was sent to Judy Miller at the New York Times. But they haven't linked those letters to any larger terrorist plot, have they?
No, and they're being quite cautious on that. They've been saying throughout that there's no clear link to anything that happened here or in Washington on September 11th, that at this point the link between the two letters is this postmark. They can't say much beyond that at this point, and the handwriting. So the whys and the wherefores of how this is coming about are still remain to be filled in.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Melissa Block speaking to us from our bureau in New York City.